Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up. Absolutely, we're diving into the world of Gemini. Nano, banana. I mean, it sounds wild already, right? It really does. So, let's start with the basics. Gemini Nano. Banana isn't a separate app you have to download from some sketchy site. It's actually integrated into the Gemini system. It's all about speed and accuracy, especially on mobile devices. Wait, so this is part of Google's whole AI setup? That's fascinating. How did it become so popular so quickly? Great question. The update alone brought in over 23 million new users in just a month. People are flocking to it for creating everything from thumbnails to diagrams, even some funky art. Wow, that's a lot. But I imagine one of the biggest frustrations before was how the text looked in those images. I mean, I've seen some really bizarre text renderings from AI in the past. Oh, absolutely. In fact, before the recent Pro launch, if you generated an image, the text often looked like total gibberish. You'd ask for a simple word, and it would give you something that looked like alien hieroglyphics. But with this new text rendering engine, we're seeing 95% accuracy on small fonts. No way. That's a game changer. I remember hearing about a startup that wasted hours fixing those spelling. Did they manage to cut down on that time? Yes. They slashed their manual diagram creation time from 40 hours a week to just 2. That's a 95% efficiency gain. If you're running a business, that's a huge deal. Right, that's real money saved. So, how should people get started with Gemini, Nano, Banana? Well, first off, if you're on the free tier, you're limited to about 10 images a day. If you hit that limit, it can be really frustrating. I can imagine. But what about the paid version? Good point. The Pro version is around $19.99 a month and bumps you up to 50 images daily. For most creators, that's the sweet spot. Plus, you get faster processing and better text accuracy. And I love that it's just integrated right into the system, especially for Android users. Makes life so much easier. Alex, exactly. And speaking of ease, let's talk about prompts. This is where many people trip up. You can't just type in something vague like cool banana and expect a masterpiece. Really? So what's the secret to crafting a good prompt? You need to be specific, almost like a recipe. For example, instead of saying draw a cat, you might say a fluffy orange cat sitting on a red cushion. The more context you give, the better the output. That's so interesting. It's almost like training the AI by giving it direction. Exactly. And a pro tip. If you want perfect text, put it in quotes and specify the font style. For instance, a neon sign that says open in bold red sans serif font. Wow, I never thought about that. Makes total sense. Are there any common mistakes that users should avoid? Definitely. One mistake is trying to do too much in one prompt. It's like asking a mechanic to fix your brakes while also detailing your car. Break it down. Start with the background, then add elements one by one. That's solid advice. I'm sure that could save a lot of confusion. And don't forget about negative prompts. Telling the AI what you don't want can really help clean up the output. For example, saying no blur, no distortion could make a huge difference. That's super helpful. So, with all these updates, who exactly is using Gemini Nano Banana? A lot of growth is coming from mobile-first markets like India and Indonesia. We're also seeing a significant increase in enterprise adoption, especially in healthcare and finance for things like diagram creation. Sounds like it's becoming essential for professionals as well. And how does Gemini compare to other platforms like ChatGPT? By late 2025, Gemini's monthly active users grew to 650 million, up 44%. ChatGPT still leads in overall users, but Gemini's app downloads are growing noticeably faster at 190% year over year. It's incredible how fast the technology is advancing. For sure, and the feedback has been mostly positive, with users really excited about the 95% text accuracy and the editable diagrams. It sounds like Gemini, Nano, Banana is really setting a new standard for AI image generation. Absolutely. If you're looking to speed up your workflow or create professional quality images, it's worth giving it a shot. To wrap it all up, it's all about being specific with your prompts, taking advantage of the new features, and not being afraid to iterate. Exactly. So that's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.